You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Praise the Lord. We're supposed to praise the Lord when we Amen. Have breath. Hallelujah. This is Reverend Gloria Ross from New Life Assembly of God again. And we are located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard, and that's in Melbourne, Florida. Hooray. Our telephone number is 321-255-6999. I always say, remember, if you do not have a church, home church, our doors are open every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And we are the church in the city with the city in its heart. Praise Amen. God. Now we have Pastor Ross and Evangelist Copeland here to minister the word of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Once again, we thank the Lord for this wonderful opportunity to come into your homes and nursing home, prison cells, automobiles, wherever you are, to tell you about the goodness of our Lord Jesus Christ and that he still saves. Not only that we are here, but Jesus is in the midst of us, because the word of God says where two or three gather together in his name, there he is in the midst. So the Lord Jesus Christ is right here in this panel, this studio. And we want to give you all the praise and honor and glory, Lord Jesus, thanking you for this glorious opportunity, because without you, we can do nothing. We thank you. We praise you that you allowed us to handle your word, to praise you and to thank you for everything.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, praise Jesus. God. Today we want to look at the word of God. We want to speak according to Romans, the 12th chapter. And we want to look at verses 1 and 2, among other verses of scripture, because God is a good God.
Yes, Amen. He is, Pastor.
And his love and mercy endures forever. And he wants us to be blessed. He wants you to be blessed. He wants your mind to be renewed.
Amen.
Apostle Paul was writing there in the 12th chapter of the book of Romans, and he said, I beseech you, brethren. He's speaking to brothers and sisters in Christ.
Amen.
Otherwise, he would have never used the name brethren. And we are speaking to brethren out there in Radio Land, faith partners, and also we are speaking to radio listeners as well, those that have tuned in to the broadcast.
Yes.
Yet they are not. They have not come to the saving grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but they can. But mainly, Paul is speaking to brethren. He said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice.
Amen.
Holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. At least that's that at least you can do. Praise God, is Amen. To present your body a living sacrifice. And he also said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that which is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. What we want to do is we want to go back and look at the renewing of your mind.
Yes.
And the subject we want to talk about today is the renewing of your mind according to the word of God. There are many people that are renewing their mind, but it's not according to God's word. It's what they think. But I want to tell you today that we want to look at the renewing of your mind according to the word of God.
Amen.
Praise his wonderful name.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Praise you.
And Minister Gloria, I'd like you to read for beginning in John 3:16 and 17. Praise God. We want to look at scripture. We're going to stand on God's word.
Yes.
Because we are renewing our mind. That means that we are bringing our mind back to what God wants us to do and how he has presented his gospel to us all.
Amen.
That we believe.
Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Amen.
This is what we're talking about, the opportunity to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Each one of us has been given that opportunity. So we thank God for it. Praise the Lord. So as a child of God, the renewing of our mind is according to what God said.
Amen.
Not according to what denomination says. God said.
Yes,
he and
did.
We're renewing our mind according to God's word. Before, our mind was messed up. That's what got us in a whole lot of trouble.
Yes.
Because we had a mind that were enmity against God.
Yes.
But as a child of God, our mind is being renewed. So we thank God for his word.
Yes.
His word, that's what we're renewing our mind according to. Praise God. And evangelist, you want to read another verse of scripture here, because yes, we want to stay in whatever the Lord has given you in terms of the renewing of your mind. This is what we're talking about, because the mind is where the combat is. The mind is the battlefield, and this is what's taking place in all of our minds. It's a lot of times we blame the enemy for doing things, but what is happening is that as a child of God, our minds should be renewed according to God's word. And Paul is begging the brethren. That word beseech means he's begging you. He said, yes, I beg you, brethren. My God.
Amen.
How many people today are allowing the world to conform them, to mold them into the image of the world, although they are confessing to be a child of God? But what Paul's saying there is very clear. He says, be not conform to this world. Or in other words, don't let the world form you or mold you into his image.
Amen.
You know, the funniest thing is that a lot of the thing that was going on with the pandemic there, what was happening is that the world said, well, listen, you close down that church.
Yes, sir.
And all the churches were closed.
Right. Yes,
we're not following the world. We're following God. We are in this world, but we're not of the world. And what happened is that because of fear, among many other things, that the churches are closed.
That's right.
Doors are closed.
Yes, Pastor.
God's house.
That's right.
Yes.
Physical house were closed because of what the world said. Mm-hmm. Sad situation. We, as children of God, are renewing our mind according to what the word of God says. Amen. Evangelist, you have.
But Pastor, I was going through the word and all, but I praise God that even as you're talking on Romans 12, 1 through 2, Pastor, this is the command. Well, it's not really a command, but this is what God allowed Paul to see. What Paul, he was in Romans, and you said, you was right when you said he's talking to brethren, because he's definitely not talking to the sinners, but he's trying to tell them, y'all got to go up to another higher level. You got to come the right way. We don't bring no sheep and we don't bring no bulls to the altar no more. We bring ourselves we offer up the perfect sacrifice. Our bodies is a living sacrifice. And everything that we do in our bodies, God's going to entrust us with the gifts. He's going to entrust us with saving souls and to be an example to the world, Pastor. We're in the world, but not of the world. God wants you holy. He wants us holy. Be ye holy because I'm holy. So that's what I have to share this morning, Pastor.
And, you know, I would like to say the scripture says, love not this world, neither the things that are in this world.
Go ahead.
If any man love the world, the love of them, the Father is not in them.
Mm-hmm.
For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes,
mm-hmm.
and the pride of life,
yes,
which is not of the Father, is of the world. And the world's going to pass us away,
yes.
and the lust thereof.
Yes.
But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Well, we want to understand all that tune into this broadcast that we're not trying to castigate brothers and sisters in Christ.
Amen.
That is not the purpose
Amen.
Or the intended purpose of this broadcast. What we are saying is that to renew our mind.
Amen.
And I say our mind, that includes us all according to the Word of God. What the Word of God says, this is what we are speaking of. And from the outset, Apostle Paul was addressing brethren, but also there are people out there that have tuned in the broadcast that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
The opportunity is open for you to receive Christ as
yes.
well.
Yes.
But as far as brothers and sisters in Christ,
Amen.
We are renewing our minds
yes.
according to God's word, what God's word says. And the Bible tells us in Psalms 119 and verse 11, he says here that thy word, and this is what we have to keep in mind, thy word have I hid in my heart
yes.
that I might not sin against thee. Mm-hmm. When we renew our mind, we realize that the word of God must be seated in our heart, not in our mind,
Amen.
Because many people are doing things from a mental assent
yes.
instead of from a heart, from the spirit, the core, the mere essence of their individuality. The core of who they are. This word has to be in their heart.
Amen.
And I tell you today that as a child of God, we renew our mind according to what the word of God says. And the word tells us not only in John 3:16 and 17, but the word of God tells us also when Jesus spoke there in St. John 15 and verse 7, he said, abide in me.
Yes.
And my words abide in you, and you can ask what you will, and it'll be done for you. It'll be done for you. Praise God. So how many of us are renewing our mind according to what God's word says? We all are at fault.
Yes.
A lot of us are speaking things that have no spiritual substance to it. We're saying things that have no faith in it, but that is not what God wants. God wants us to renew our mind according to what he has said in his word. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes,
Amen.
Is.
Glory to God.
And also Jesus said, I am the way.
Yes.
There's no other way to get to Jesus but by the Father. And he is the truth. We must know truth of the word of God. And he is the life. He
yes.
gave us life.
Yes.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And that's Jesus Christ.
Praise God. Isn't that a wonderful thing
yes.
there that we just sit and hear what the word of God's saying? I'm speaking to brothers and sisters in Christ, because a lot of, and I'm not judging you. The word of God tells us that we are not to judge the heart of anyone, because the only one that can make these judgments is the Lord Jesus Christ. We dare not sit on the throne which belongs to the Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ
Amen.
And pass judgment according to what we see. But God said in Matthew there, he says that we're to judge fruit.
Yes.
By their fruit, you will know them. Glory to God. And he also said that he judges those that are without, and we judge those that are within.
Amen, Pastor.
We have the right to make a righteous judgment according to what we see. If you say that you are a child of God and you're going through all kinds of things that are ungodly and so forth, but yet you're carrying a Bible, then listen, there are no fruit of righteousness. I don't know your heart, but the Bible says this. And this is how we renew our mind. We are not trying to condemn anyone, because that's not what the word of God said. But the Master, the ascended Lord, the risen Savior, he said, you shall know them by their fruit.
Amen.
We want to keep this word in our heart. We want to have the word renew our mind. So when we look at something, praise God, from a biblical perspective, we know whether it is of God and not of God.
Amen.
And that only comes through the power of the Holy Spirit, which brings forth discerning of the Spirit. We're not walking blindly. We are walking with spiritual insight.
Amen.
Seeing the things which God says in His Word. Praise mm-hmm. God. Evangelist, you have something?
Yeah, Pastor, I do. Joshua 1:8. Joshua, the Lord gave him this message. Verse 8 says, chapter 1, verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. It's not just the day, Pastor, not just the night. You're supposed to meditate in this word day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. The word of God is going to take you from faith to faith and glory to glory as you live in it and practice it, Pastor.
Amen.
This word is not to give indication that we're coming down on brothers and sisters in Christ, but I asked the question in my heart.
Amen.
Why would Apostle Paul in Romans 12 says, I beg you, what is he looking at? What is he seeing? He said, I beg you, brethren. Mm. That word beseech means to beg.
Yes.
He said, I beg you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Let me tell you something today out there in Radio Land. The God that we serve is a holy God.
Yes, he is.
He's holy, and he expects us to be holy.
Amen.
In the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We cannot establish our own holiness or righteousness, but the word tells us, glory to God, that he is the one that makes us holy. Glory to God. Hebrews 10 and verse 10. He is the one that sanctifies us, makes us holy. Glory to God. Evangelist, would you read that? Hebrews 10 and verse 10. Praise
Hebrews
God.
Hebrews 10 verse 10.
Yes.
Okay,
glory to God. We've been set apart through and by our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Well, Hebrews, the 10th chapter, 10th verse says, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
No, that's not the Hebrews 10 and verse 10.
I'm in 11 verse 10, Pastor.
Well, we praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hebrews 10 and verse 10. Minister, glory to you.
By which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
Amen.
Praise God.
Done with.
Done deal. This is what the word of God says, and we are renewing our mind according to what God's word says. He has sanctified us.
Yes.
We cannot sanctify ourselves. Many people today are trying to dress themselves up, look holy and so forth, but that's not what the word of God says. You cannot make yourself holy. The word tells us that we've been sanctified. We've been set apart by God's word. Hallelujah. We've been set apart through the offering of his body once and for all. Isn't that something?
Yes.
Amen.
Once and for all. This is why we're renewing our mind according to God's word. We're thanking the Lord because he's letting us know that we can't do it, that he's the only one that has done this thing, and we look to the Lord Jesus Christ in terms of what he has done for us. Many of us, we should stop trying to feel what we can do for God and receive what God has done for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
And you know what, Pastor? If you go down to verse 12, it says, by this man, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever and sat down the right hand of God, making intercessions for the saints. Isn't that wonderful?
That is wonderful.
That is wonderful.
That's wonderful. So we're renewing our mind. We are allowing the word to first. You see, it cannot get into your heart except there's three steps. And first of all, you have to hear this word. You see, when you hear the word, then the word, you allow it to get into your mind.
Amen.
And this is where a lot of people just let the word stay right there in their mind instead of letting it get into their heart.
Amen.
The word has to be in our heart because Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Well, I'm telling you, God loves you, and I want you to know that. Praise God. If you don't know it, I just want to tell you that God loves you. Praise God. And we can't earn God's love. Our minds are being renewed according to what God said in his word. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In St. John, glory to God, the 16th chapter, praise God. Let's look at what that word says here. Because we are renewing our mind according to what God's word says. Praise the Lord. And I'll keep emphasizing the renewing of our mind.
Amen.
Now, keep in mind that we're not trying to come down or castigate brothers and sisters in Christ. I just want to make a note here that as a child of God, we are constantly renewing our minds because the battlefield is the mind.
Yes.
Your trouble is not in what somebody else is doing or what you think. The trouble that you are having is that your mind must be renewed according to the word of God.
Yes.
That's both saints and folks that are not saved. But most of all, ones that are born again, we are renewing our mind, and our trouble is not coming from what we're doing. There's an adversary out there that's trying to disturb or confuse or take full control of your soul,
yes,
which is your will, motion, and your intellect or your mind.
Yes.
So the word of God tells us as a child of God that in the word tells us that we are to let this mind be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Isn't that something? This is what's going on. You find brethren today that you start talking to them, and a few minutes they go off into all of this natural stuff and things that have no eternal value to them. Well, listen, we pray for them, but we want to pray that they renew their mind,
yes,
according to God's word. We're not saying that you're not saved. We're saying that to renew your mind according to the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. That's Paul looked at this, and what Paul said, I beg you, praise God. Yeah, he prayed for folks as well.
Yes,
I'm quite sure that was the case there when we look at things. So renewing of your mind.
It wasn't that mind the same must level be Paul renewed. Was, Pastor. He was trying to bring him up where he was at.
Well, the whole thing is that when the word is spoken, he wasn't trying to
keep them down.
He wanted to bring them up.
That's correct.
He's begging them. But what happened today is that their mind is not being renewed with a lot of people. And that may sound like it's a judgmental statement, but the reason through the experience that I've had is that you talk to brothers and sisters in Christ, and before you know it, they start talking about the troubles that they have.
Yes.
Well, I want to tell you that God is a good God.
Yes,
he loves us.
Yes, he is.
And we don't want to say what problems we have. We want to say how great God is in our lives.
And
how big, but we want to speak the solution,
yes,
not the problem. And a lot of folks are talking the problem. But anyway, the word of God is telling us that in Paul, in Romans 12 and verse 2, he's talking about there, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's a constant thing.
Yes.
It's not just an event. In other words, a lot of people feel, well, I read it and now that's it. No, it's a constant thing. The word renewing is progressive. It is when we are constantly renewing our minds on a day-to-day basis.
Amen.
Basis. Praise God. And this is why we won't be talking the things that we speak. We won't be speaking the negative things. We'll stay always in things that will lift up, exalt the ascended, the risen Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We will give him all the praise and honor and glory. I don't want to take over here. But, I just want somebody else to
God,
say something.
Thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. That's who's going to help us through all this anyways. You know, and I think you mentioned John 16:13.
Yes, I did.
He said, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, remember, he's truth, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that he shall speak. And he will show you things to come. This is all about renewing of the mind by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, you must have the Spirit of God in order to do anything according to the Word of God. Amen.
Praise God. You need the Holy Spirit. Yes. You know. I remember Sunday that the Word of God was, the subject was, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe?
Amen.
And what happened is that in Acts 19, Paul saw these brothers, these disciples there, and he saw that there was something wrong with them. He never said they weren't saved. He just asked them the question, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? I want to tell you something. Our mind must be renewed. We can't just stand and say, well, I've confessed Christ, because the confession is wonderful, but you got to have the possession.
Yes.
And the possession is that the Lord Jesus Christ, you must know him.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You must know him. And what Paul was saying to him, say, well, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? That undoubtedly he saw something in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And what was happening is that it didn't meet the criteria in terms of a spirit-filled person. Well, I want all out there in Radio Land to just stay tuned. We're going to take a station break and we'll be right back.
Amen.
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Well, thank you. We're back. Praise the Lord. And we are speaking on renewing of the mind.
Amen.
Praise God. Person, once they're born again, the mind must be renewed according to God's word. And I think we left off with St. John 16 and verse 13, where Minister Glory was saying there that how be it when the Spirit of truth is come, that he shall guide you into all truth. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If our minds are not being renewed according to what God said, how are we going to walk in truth? How are we going to allow the Holy Spirit to guide and lead us? If we walk with a carnal mind, carrying a Bible and talking about things, a lot of people today out there in Radio Land, they talk about Jesus, but they don't know Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, they talk about God, but they don't know God. We're not talking about God. We believe in God.
Amen.
And we believe God for what he said in his word. So therefore, as a child of God, we are constantly renewing our minds according to the word of God. Each verse of scripture that we give, it has been sanctified according to what God's word says, and will give us revelation by his Holy Spirit. Amen. We are not trying to decipher anything with our intellectual ability. We are dealing with the Spirit of the living God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes,
so anybody have something else they want to say? We're speaking specifically about the renewing of our mind, not only to a child of God, because a person that is unregenerated, his mind has already been cluttered with the things of the world, and there's nothing one can do about it except he received Christ, allow the Holy Spirit to come and take up residence on the inside of him, and then his mind now can move toward the things of God.
That is why the born-again experience is so important.
Yes.
Because it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. All those things that you used to do before should be stopped, and now you're going to do the things of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. But with this, I want to try to elaborate a little further with that verse of scripture, because, first of all, we don't want to just quote that verse of scripture and not give any further elaboration.
Right.
What it is that because as being a new creature in Christ Jesus, Apostle Paul was saying this, that if any man be in Christ, it's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Mm-hmm. And all other things become new. Mm-hmm. The point is that because it is your spirit,
yes,
that has become new. Your spirit was dead, but now you are alive.
Amen.
You don't change colors because you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Nor do you grow any. Your features don't change, or whatever the case may be. You're just in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So you are born of God's spirit.
Amen. Praise,
praise the Lord. And we need to understand that. So our faith takes us into that place. And Paul never stopped explaining. He went on into the 21st verse there of 2 Corinthians 5. Mm-hmm. And he began to tell us all. This is why we are constantly renewing our mind. We don't just read it and then forget about it. No, it is not an event. It is a constant thing that we renew our mind. I thank God that each and every day that the Word of God is taking first place in my life as a child of God. And I mutter over all scriptures that the Holy Spirit allows me to speak. Praise God.
Amen.
So Paul was saying there in the 21st verse there, I'm going to ask Evangelist if he would read that. Praise God. Mm-hmm. I don't want to just continue to be talking.
Pastor, you're doing good. What chapter did that, Pastor?
2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
What
Amen.
Paul was saying.
Okay, 5:21.
For he has made him
to be sin
for us who knew no sin.
Amen.
That we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Go ahead, Pastor.
My mind has to be renewed according to what the Word of God is saying.
Amen.
I realize that Jesus never sinned, but he was made a sin offering for me. I personalize this thing so that I can continue to realize that this is what Christ has done for me. He knew no sin, but he was made a sin offering. Glory to God. That I might be made the righteousness of God in him. I have the righteousness of God.
Right standing.
In the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Not in my own self.
Amen.
But in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we continue to renew our mind according to God's word. Amen.
Amen.
According to God's word. And his word is true. Glory to God.
Word is life.
St. John 8 and verse 31 and 32, a lot of people are saying, and these are brothers and sisters in Christ, they come and they say, well, listen, pray that I might have freedom, that I might be free from this particular problem. There's nothing wrong with prayer. Prayer is talking to our Heavenly Father. But Jesus said, and we renew our minds according to what Jesus said, he said, if you continue in my word. Now, he's speaking to Hebrew believers. We need to understand that. He's speaking to Hebrew believers. And he says, if you continue in my word, glory to God, this is what we have to continue in.
Amen.
Meditating upon God's word, reading his word, glory to God. He said, if we continue in my word, he says, then and only then are you my disciples.
Amen.
So if I don't continue in his word, then how can I be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ?
Amen.
So my mind must be renewed according to what Jesus said. Praise God. He says, if you continue in my word, then and only then you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Glory to God. We're not coming to a man or anyone to say, well, pray for me that I might be free. No, Jesus has given us clear understanding in terms of how our freedom come. Praise God. And it only came through the Word of God.
Yes, only through the
Amen.
Word of God.
Amen. We thank God for his word.
Yes.
And if you're in a church where the Bible is not being taught or preached or explained, listen, I would get out of there.
Amen.
I would get out of there because the word of God is the authority in all of God's churches.
Amen.
In all of God's churches. The word of God is the authority. Not no man, but God's word.
That's correct.
Amen. And this is how we have to renew our mind according to looking at what the Lord said and not what man is saying if he's speaking out of his own intellect and not by the spirit of the living God. Evangelist, you have something you want to say.
Pastor, you don't summed it up good. You said in John 31 says, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth. And ye shall know the truth. And you shall know the truth. And you shall know the truth. Because the truth is in the word, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
And the truth shall make you free.
Praise God.
The truth shall make you free. So we're renewing our mind according to truth, which is the word of God.
That's correct.
Amen. According to the word of God.
Got
to
stay in the word, Pastor.
Amen.
We have to live in the word of God.
That's correct.
Jesus said, if you abide in me.
Yes.
And my words abide in you.
You.
That's what he said in St. John 15 and verse 7.
Amen.
And also, this word is all powerful, praise God. And I tell you, the only way that we, as children of God, can continue to lift up the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to speak God's word so that folks will come to him that don't know him. This love, as I stated earlier, is that God loves you. He loves us all, praise God.
Yes,
but
he doesn't
love the sin that some folks are in. But he is love. And I tell you, Minister Glory, we cannot earn God's love.
No, you can't.
We cannot. There's nothing we can do to earn God's love. The word of God tells us that's all God is love.
Amen.
So if you're in God you're
love.
In love. Praise the
That's
Lord.
That's where grace come in, Pastor.
Glory to God. So in 1 John 4 and verse 8, the word of God tells us that God is love.
Yes.
That's what he is. He's just love. Mm-hmm. Praise God. In Romans 5 and verse 5, it says that for the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which he has given unto us.
Yes.
Oh, I tell you, we constantly renew our mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that we're perfect here, but we're not perfect.
No.
None of us are perfect. There's only one that's perfect.
That's right.
And his name is Jesus.
Amen.
And I thank God that through the renewing of our mind, we know exactly who and the one that is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. And what his word says.
Amen.
You know, I thank God for the opportunity that he has afforded us that we could be on the air so that we can present the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Not our own way of thinking.
Amen.
But the
Amen.
Gospel.
The gospel, the
of
good
Jesus
news.
Christ.
Amen, Pastor.
The good news.
You know, Pastor, we can't forget about faith now because we all need faith.
In yes, we do.
What he has done for us. Hallelujah. You know,
yes.
I remember in Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. What we see is temporal. If you go to 2 Corinthians 4 and 18.
Yes.
So while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen.
Mm-hmm.
For the things which are seen are temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. And this is how the faith comes. He had given us a measure of faith. So now we have to grow on that faith by reading the word of God, by renewing our mind, by trusting what he has done for us on the cross of Calvary.
Praise God. And we must also understand and let it be understood, according to God's word, that in Romans 10 and verse 17, the word of God tells us that, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Yes.
Let me say that again. Faith cometh. So if we're talking about faith, faith comes. If the word is not there, there is no faith.
Amen.
Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when we abide in God's word, we operate in according to faith, praise
yes.
God. If we believe it and receive it,
amen.
Praise the Lord. It's a wonderful thing here that the renewing of our mind, all of our minds, you, me, and everyone else, constantly on a day-to-day basis, renewing our mind, reading what the word of God says, believing what the word of God says by faith, opening up our hearts that we can receive and walk in what we're talking about. This is not some event that we do and then after that forget about it. No, in order for us to receive from God, we must believe what God said to us from an individual standpoint and collectively, that we have received his word and we are going to walk in it. This is the decision that we make. And the only way we can do that is through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Go ahead.
Amen.
Pastor.
Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. We're not able to do anything on our own accord. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. You can do nothing. This is why we depend and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, renewing our mind each and every day. It's a struggle. It's a battle. But we get the victory because the word of God is all powerful. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody else got something they want to say. We're talking about the renewing of our mind. I believe what God's word says. Amen. The devil says one thing, but God says something else.
Amen. I was just in Romans 10, Pastor, looking at this is you. How should they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how should they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how should they hear without a preacher? And how should they preach except they be sent? It is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah said, God, Lord, who hath believed our report? Then the scripture right here, Pastor. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, which is from the pastor that's bringing forth the word of God.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. That is good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pastor mentioned the victory. Now, we all victory comes through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you, 1 Corinthians 15 and 57 says, but thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through whom? Our Lord Jesus Christ. But now, you must be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
When we talk about the word of God, and we speak about the gospel of Jesus Christ, Paul said in Romans 1 and verse 16, he says, for he's not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also the Greek. We talk about the gospel, but I want to tell you to renew our mind according to what the word of God says, so that we can continue to walk in the things that God wants us to walk in. This thing is not done haphazardly. This is by faith. Faith in what God said to us in his word. Paul says he wasn't ashamed, so that's why he preached the gospel.
That's correct.
We're not ashamed because we preach the gospel.
Yes.
Amen. We don't expect a pat on the back because of what we're doing. We thank God for the opportunity that he's given us so that we can proclaim the good news to everyone.
Amen. Good news.
To everyone. The Holy Spirit moves through each one of us that are preaching the gospel, and the Holy Spirit convicts the sinner, and he convicts the saints.
Yes.
He convicts the sinner because he's in sin. He wants to bring him into the this blood covenant, so to speak, into the body of Christ, and he convicts the Christian when they do wrong.
Yes, Pastor.
What is the gospel anyway?
You want to read
good news.
It's good news, but Paul said a little better than that. He said something in 1 Corinthians 15 in verse 1. Death, what did he say?
The death, burial, and resurrection.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we must read that. Praise God. 1 Corinthians verse 15. Mm-hmm. Praise God. We must read that.
Amen. Amen.
And believe it. Because.
Well, I'll start first. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless you have believed in vain.
Mm.
For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures.
Amen.
And that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures.
That is the gospel.
That is the gospel.
That's the gospel.
Our minds are being renewed according to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God.
Amen.
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 Each day, we should, as children of God, meditate on what the gospel is. Praise God.
Amen, Pastor.
We just can't read this and then say, well, I got it, and go on to something else. And most of the time, you hear people, they talk about David and Jeremiah and all those. It's the Word of God. But listen, we are operating under the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This is what the Word says. In St. John 1 and verse 17, the Word of God was clear there. It said that the law came by way of Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So we're walking in grace and truth. Our minds are being renewed according to what Jesus said. Glory to God. According to what the Word of God says. I thank God. And each one of us on this panel here should thank the Lord what he has said to us. That he has blessed us, strengthened us, given us an opportunity that we can proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He loves you. He loves us all.
Yes, he
Praise
does.
Praise God. And in 1 John 4 and verse 19, he tells us there. He says, well, I hope I'm not going too fast here with what I'm talking about. He says that we love him because he first loved us.
Glory to God. That's what the Word says.
He loves us. Praise God. And he loves you out there in Radio Land. And the opportunity that he's given us all is that we have power. We have power. We have the anointing. Matter of fact, we have an unction from the Holy One.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
That's what the Word says, Pastor.
Told us in 1 John 2 and verse 20 and 27. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Minister Glory, we want to read that.
We have an unction from the Holy One.
Mm-hmm.
And you know all things.
Amen.
Wait a minute. We have an unction from the Holy One.
Yes.
And we know all things. We know who the Holy One is,
yes.
And we know that we know all things, not with our own intellectual ability, but by the Spirit of the living God.
Amen.
Amen. The one that searches the deep things of God and knows the mind of the
Go
Spirit.
Ahead,
That's right.
Amen. Evangelist, would you read the 27th verse there? Praise God.
It says, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him.
Amen. That's right.
That's the truth, the anointing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people feel that the anointing is shouting out there and saying saying words with a great deal of impulse. But let me tell you something. The anointing is the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That's who the anointing is. And listen to what he says. A lot of times people say, well, I don't want no man to teach me. Well, that is true. You don't need man to teach you.
Yes.
You need the Holy Spirit to teach you. The one that's in man. If he's not there, then he's teaching from his intellectual ability. And you find that, where people are teaching from their intellect. Well, I have all these degrees and so forth, and I know
fast.
Church history. They're just learning stuff. But listen, that's intellectual ability.
That's
the
correct.
Spirit has to teach you. It's spirit to spirit.
Holy, go ahead, Pastor. Spirit to spirit.
That's what it says. What did Jesus say in St. John 6 and verse 63? He said that the flesh profits nothing.
The spirit gives eternal life.
It's the spirit that quickeneth.
Yeah, quickeneth.
And he said that the words that I say unto you, they are spirit and their life.
Amen.
Good God Almighty. God. I tell
only
you,
Jesus
we serve a good God.
That's right, Pastor. Only Jesus could say that.
We serve a great and mighty God.
The evangelist had read, you know, in 1 John, there said, you shall abide in him. Mm-hmm. I like that because I always remember John 15 and 7. It says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, mm-hmm. you should ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Now, isn't that a good promise?
Yes, it is.
Excellent.
The thing, and mm-hmm. we are to renew our mind according to what Jesus said.
Amen.
The battle is between our two ears.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it's
it is, Pastor.
The mind. Mm-hmm. And this is why if we don't renew our mind according to the word of God, then what happens is that the enemy will take control of our mind is because this is what he's fighting for.
That's right.
Jesus said in John 10 and verse 10, he said, the thief come not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, but I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Praise God.
The thing of it is that he has come that we have eternal life, that we have life here on earth, glory to God, and that we have it to the full, abundant, glory to God. So the thing is that the battle that's going on between our two ears here is that the enemy is trying to take full possession and God is trying to use us with the mind of Christ.
Yes.
We are to allow the mind of Christ. The word tells us that we have the mind of Christ.
Yes.
So why can't we walk in it as children of God? 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 16 tells us that. Glory to God. Isn't that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. For who has known the mind of the Lord?
Amen.
That he may instruct him. But we have the mind of Christ.
So we're not trying to get the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ as a born-again believer. And what we are to do as a child, a born a believer, a child of God, is that we are constantly renewing our mind that we may prove that which is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Praise God.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes,
I tell you, it's a good thing, glory to God, that God has given us that opportunity each and every day. You know, to
each
renew
and
your
every
mind.
Day, Pastor. I like that. Each and every day. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amen. To renew your mind, I believe what 1 John 4 and verse 4 says. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Spirit, yeah.
1 John 4 and verse 4 says, but you are of God, little children.
Yes, you're God, little children, and have overcome them.
Amen.
I'm going to let Evangelist finish reading that then.
Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you. Greater is he that's in you.
Amen.
Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Praise
than he that's in the world.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful that all of the Antichrist spirits and all these thoughts that will come, the enemy is trying to bring something in. And that's why John is saying, he says, greater is he that is in you than he that's coming up against you, so to speak.
Yes.
Satan is in the world. Satan is the god of this world, and he's coming up against folks. But we have to know who and where the greater witness is. He's on the inside of us.
Hallelujah.
As a born-again believer. I pray out right now out there in Radio Land that each person, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ,
amen.
I want to tell you that you have an opportunity right now to be a child of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Not through your own ability or your strength. Jesus wants you just to make a quality decision and receive him as Lord and Savior of your
Amen.
Life. Minister Glory, tell these folks how out there in Radio Land that are not born again or perhaps have not received the Lord Jesus Christ, how they can come to Christ.
But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Amen.
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, hallelujah, shall be saved.
Now, we're not trying to discredit what Titus was saying there in Titus 3 and verse 5. Mm-hmm. Listen, it's not according to any righteousness which we've done. We have done nothing.
No.
We only acknowledge and receive what Jesus said. Mm-hmm. Glory to God in his word. So it's not by any works of righteousness which we've done, but it's according to the regeneration. Glory to God.
Amen.
It's according to God's mercy that he saved
yes.
us. And this is what we depend on, and our minds are being renewed constantly according to the word of God. We're not trying to castigate, downtrod, or condemn anyone. All we're saying out there to those that are in Radio Land is that if you don't know him, you can come to him. He's open. He's been exalted, lifted up. You can receive him.
Amen.
And even ones that know him, renew your mind according to God's word.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for everything.
Yes, we do.
Your word is clear. We thank you for the opportunity that you've blessed us with today.
Yes.
And I pray that everyone out there in Radio Land, that you will come to the Lord Jesus Christ if you
yes.
don't know him.
Please do.
And if you do know him, you will renew your mind according to God's word. This is my prayer for all out there in Radio Land. May the Lord bless you. And may his face shine upon you and his glory be in you until we meet again according to God's word. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 You've been listening to the Salvation and Deliverance Outreach, brought to you by New Life Assembly of God Church. Located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard in Melbourne. Their number is 321-255-6999. You also can write New Life Assembly of God Church at Post Office Box 2303, Melbourne, Florida 32902. Be with us again at the same time next week for another program, Salvation and Deliverance Radio Outreach.